You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
There is a dancer from Royal Oak, Michigan, who was getting some makeup put on, some zombie makeup put on for to promote like a Halloween thing, but had a panic attack. It was taking so long. She was kind of freaked out.
Yeah.
Rushed her to the hospital, but the people at the hospital were like, oh my God! Something's so wrong with her!
Oh.
They panicked at Beaumont Hospital. Here's the story.
It was at Beaumont.
Here's the story of what happened from Fox 2 News. Let's take a listen.
Get her back to trauma now, and she's probably going into shock. She's not making any sense.
Well, you would be sent to the trauma at the emergency room if you came in looking like
this.
Literally just shot up to my brain, and it just caused like a really bad reaction.
The reaction was at Royal Oak Hospital Sunday afternoon. Now, Jay is a professional dancer, having toured with Aretha Franklin, Charlie Wilson, and others. So wearing makeup is no big deal. And on this day,
getting ready to do a photo shoot to do some marketing for Glam Gore for people who want to get their makeup done for the Halloween season.
But after 3 hours of getting her makeup done, Jay had a panic attack and was rushed to the hospital still in her makeup. She was totally fine later that day, yet the makeup looked really real. Are you guys that good?
I think so. If we fooled them, we're that good.
Jay, why didn't you just tell the people at Beaumont that this injury was fake?
They have to know. So, no, I did not say nothing because I just assumed that they could see that it was fake.
No, Beaumont can't comment on individual patients, but told me that the emergency room is not a place for fun and games. They see many patients with severe medical issues where lives are at stake. Doctors need to be able to focus on those patients with true emergencies.
This was definitely impromptu.
In Detroit, Charlie Langton, Fox 2 News.
You want to see what she looks like? Yeah, the story's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. You can go check it out there. What's your face about, Chuck?
You want to get people interested in your makeup place?
Go into a hospital and
have your friend put on a scary face, go into a hospital, and then not say anything about it. Isn't it weird that she didn't say to them,
it's just makeup?
I just have makeup on.
Well, she said she assumed they would know she wasn't, her face wasn't eaten off by a zombie.
Well, yeah, the teeth are painted on her lips. I mean, like, you can tell.
Why?
Gotta say, it's like not that great.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that great either. I was like, oh, this looks like a Walmart makeup piece you just glue on.
Like, seriously.
I would assume people would know it was makeup, too.
I have an idea. We can test it out. I'll go buy one of those big baby masks and put it on, and you guys just drive me to the hospital and be like, our friend's turning into a baby! And see how they react.
We've never seen anything like it!
Yeah. He's like a crying baby. He won't change the expression on his face.
I think the only way that would freak me out is if they were wheeling me out of surgery and I was coming out of it and I was in the hallway and I look over and I see that. And I'm like, what?
Oh my God.
Like, how long was I out? Walking Dead! How long was I out? What happened?
The flowers are all dead around you. And
it would freak you out in that way, but
the medical professionals,
no,
it shouldn't freak
out.
What an elaborate scheme that would be to be like, okay, Lisa's going in for surgery. Yeah. She's going to be out for 4 hours. Yeah. We have 4 hours to make it look like the world has fallen to bits. Let's do it.
It's going to be incredible.
You know? Like, everyone leaves. They leave Lisa alone. She just wakes up.
She's like, what the hell? These tubes.
How long have I been out? There's dead flowers everywhere.
There's like a shadow walks by the door.
Yeah, exactly. There's like people behind a door with a big 2x4 in it. And they're pushing on it.
Lisa's like, no, God, no. I knew it. God damn it.
God damn it.
How long was I out, really?
She's like, well, first things first, I gotta go find some gin.
No, that would be weird.
In that fog of coming
when you
out.
Come out of that anesthesia, it's wild.
Yeah, no,
it's already wild, and you put that in the mix.
You put zombie makeup in there, you would think we were under a zombie attack.
Yeah.
Luckily, this woman was fine. You could tell, though, the hospital was kind of pissed that they got bamboozled with their statement. The emergency room is not a place for fun and games.
Oh, come on.
But see, but that's what I mean. Like, that's why I'm wondering why they think it was fun and games. And I think it's because the girl didn't say anything.
So they think
it was an on purpose.
Yeah. Like she intentionally fooled them.
Right.
Would you even really having a panic attack?
That's what I mean. No. I don't. Because, listen,
but you
guys
had a panic attack.
I've had a panic attack. I've been brought to an emergency room for it. And it's like, I didn't sit there like this.
Yeah, but it's not cheap to go to an emergency room.
No.
Yeah.
No. So it would be.
Well, and you don't, and it's not a guarantee the news is going to cover the story, yeah. too, right? It seems like a bit of a stretch that this was all staged.
Yeah.
I think it was legit. She may have not said anything when she should have.
Thought it was funny.
Maybe thought it was funny at the time.
Or just thought that they would know. I guess if I came in with makeup, I would assume I wouldn't have to tell you.
Yeah.
This isn't my
real
face.
Well, I guess what it is what have people seen? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Maybe, like, meth people blow half their face off every once in a while, no. And they're like, here goes another one.
Yeah.
It looks, she blew half her face off!
Like, real.
I know.
The real stuff looks different than that.
Yeah, because it's that lady on the inside.
So didn't even have, like a hole for a mouth. It just right. looked like the makeup was not that good.
Yeah.
No.
Wait, here, what'd you say?
Yeah, it's not. Not as great as they made it out to be. But you can see for yourself, as we said. The video's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. If you are a medical professional, look at the pic, see if you'd be able to determine it was makeup.
I keep thinking about, like, if I were Rick in The Walking Dead and I woke up in a hospital, like, they'd have to, episode one would be, like, 9 hours of me, like, coming out of anesthesia, sneaking to where they keep the anesthesia.
Oh, yeah, like, I've had
grabbing some stuff.
Yeah. Like,
waking up again, like, all right, gonna go get some more.
Still bad. Yeah. Still bad.
Okay, voice changing technology. You work in that ER, right?
I do.
Okay, were you there when this lady came in with the zombie makeup?
I wasn't there. I came in later that night. I worked night. And as the staff were sitting around during shift change, we all learned about it on the news. Like, nobody seems to have recalled this incident happening. So I'm not saying that it didn't. I'm just saying that word spreads pretty quickly, and nobody recalls this.
Hmm.
So there's pictures of her in the hospital, though.
I believe that she was there. But as far as, you know, if somebody comes in with a panic attack, it could look like they're having chest pain and shortness of breath, and we may take them to a trauma bay, but we're certainly not going to panic about it.
Even if it looks like their face was eaten off by chemicals.
I mean, the makeup did look good. I saw it, but I mean, I looked at it online, but I don't think that that would make us believe that her face was eaten by a zombie or that she was a zombie.
Yeah. So you're defending, your whole, your coworkers are not idiots.
Well, and to like, I don't understand the news story.
That makes sense. That makes sense, Anonymous. Thanks for calling in.
It does make sense.
Thank you.
See, yeah, it's medical professionals. They see things you can't even imagine. Yeah.
It was probably like a Puerto Rican lady who believes in some kind of voodoo or something that was visiting someone else and like walked around the corner and there was a zombie chick there.
Or they're already like, they're already set up to believe that crazy stuff happens. You know, you have to have a belief system.
When you're a science professional, you should be like, okay, well, we all know there's no zombies.
Right.
So what's happening?
So this part is believable. I don't think she faked the panic attack just to get on the news. She may have faked the reaction. Like, hey, I went into the hospital with this makeup on, and the hospital freaked out. Yeah, they thought it was real. Out. That part could be exaggerated to make the news. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
That I can see for sure.
It's just like a super slow news day to even.
I know. To even cover that?
Yeah.
Well, it's not just, it's made news across the country.
Yeah, that's it. And that's why you put it out there.
That's like an embarrassment for Beaumont. That's,
I know.
That sucks.
That's why I wonder, like, who was the one that actually was shocked? Was it really someone there? Was it just,
or was it no one? And
no
she's
one.
Just saying it, yeah. that people were shocked.
Right.
To get some headlines or some attention for her friend who does Halloween makeup. Just wondering. Hey, then, you never, again, I question everything now. Most of the
you
time.
Should. Yeah.
Sometimes I don't.
Yeah.
You should. But I try to remember to question it. Sometimes they get me. And then I've got you guys to point it out.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. It sucks to be old.
So, for some reason, old people like to destroy stuff that young people like.
Oh, yeah.
They hate the young.
If they don't understand it.
Yeah. I'm going to break it. I'm going to break it right now.
I don't get it.
The latest thing, though, and this isn't the first, there's actually been a couple of reports of this, and we've even shared videos of this happening. Not this exact thing, but similar.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
The seniors hate the scooters.
Yeah.
Why do seniors hate scooters so much?
They can't ride them.
That's just pure envy?
No, it's probably they're in their way. They're annoying.
They're in everyone's way.
These are the people that used to walk 37 miles to school.
Uphill.
So they don't get it.
Yeah, like it upsets.
They don't understand why people have to use scooters.
Yeah, it upsets them.
To be honest, I'm sure like a scooter just laying in the middle of the sidewalk to them just looks...
Oh, the litter of it all, the
just
disgrace?
Stupid.
Looks stupid.
Exactly.
It's like, a disgrace.
It is. Like just, what is that, a bunch of children running around with their toys, leaving them wherever they want.
In my day, we just had those bicycles with the big wheel.
Oh, yeah.
And the little wheel. And we loved it. And when you fell, you died. When you fell off of it, you died. Every bone in your body was broken. Your head split. Your brains came out. And we loved it.
We still rode them.
The one with the big wheel and the small wheel. Yeah. Taking it way back.
Yeah. Way back.
Yeah.
All the way back.
I think you might be onto it there. I think it is the whole clutter, the disgrace.
They just...
Because you go to any major city right now, go downtown, they're everywhere. And they're just scattered on the sidewalk. Like, people don't care. It's not like
and
they place them
nicely.
And we think
they're stupid. So can you imagine? Give us another 30 years or something.
Exactly.
And people whiz by. So if old people are walking...
10 years.
I almost got hit by a guy downtown a couple of weeks ago when we went out for dinner. Some guy who couldn't stop right in time and almost knocked me over. That's probably another reason.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably been some close calls with some slow-walking seniors and some whippersnappers going by on their scooter.
It's upsetting.
But anyway, at least...
I was just going to say real quick, I went to a concert recently, and I saw it was a group of guys, and there was like four guys and like the one bigger guy. And, like, he was just zooming next to those guys walking. they were walking, and he was like... I'm not working, guys.
Jesus
Christ. I'm not working when I can be on one of these things.
It's wheels.
Like, oh man, that's a sad state of affairs. Anyway,
I don't know if anyone's seen senior revenge against scooters or seniors pissed at scooters or anything like that. Reach out to us 1-855-954-6969, toll free 1-855-954-6969. But the story is out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where they've arrested a guy who allegedly cut the brake lines on dozens of public scooters this year.
He was trying to kill everybody.
Yeah, he cut the brake lines, and he's not that old. I mean, he's 59. That just really bothers him that people are riding these scooters. And NBC Miami has the story here. Let's take a listen to their report if we can. Let me turn the volume up. There we go.
Yeah, Jackie. So each of these costs per scooter to be able to reconstruct them for the damage he did is going to be $70. Police say he took a sharp object to cut this brake line. More than $140. You can do the math there. It's going to be thousands of dollars that police say this man owes. He was in jail and he bonded out since.
Police wanted 59-year-old Randall Williams to vandalize these scooters. Unbeknownst to him, this was an operation set up this past weekend to see if the Fort Lauderdale resident was the one who had tampered with and damaged nearly 140 electric scooters since April. As the video shows, it appears he was, as police say he takes a sharp object and cuts the scooter's brake line. Shortly after this video was taken Sunday, police arrested Williams and charged him with criminal mischief.
He resisted a bit.
Being a third-degree felony. The arrest report says what Williams is accused of doing could have caused great bodily harm or death to riders, as the scooters can reach speeds of 15 to 17 miles per hour. The arrest report says police are still calculating damages Williams owes, which will include the $70 to repair each individual scooter, as well as lost revenue for interrupting service to riders.
Police didn't report any injuries that came across because of the damages to these scooters. Lime recently got back to us with a statement saying they are fortunate. They are glad that FLPD was able to make an arrest in this case, and they will take appropriate legal action to anyone who damages or vandalizes its property.
So about $1,400 in damage just to fix them. Never mind that the companies are now going to try and go after him to get money for lost revenue.
They should.
As well.
Yeah. I wear old man sandals, and if one of these things runs over my toes, that's it for my mobility. I hate these things, and I hate kids.
So I told you when we were in France, some young girl went by on a scooter, and that there was a guy, just a normal dude, who had a whistle, who was like yelling at her, like blasting her in French to get off the sidewalk.
Oh,
like he was like trying to make a civilian's arrest. So she didn't care. She just looked back. She was like, screw you. And she just kept going. But you're not supposed to use them on the sidewalks there, I guess.
Is it the same as like a bicycle rule? Like you
probably.
I had somebody on a bike. I was taking a walk. Some douche on a bike.
Yeah.
Zipped by me, almost hit me. I got on the news. I was like walking. I'm like, hey, you're a douchebag.
He didn't have a ring in ring ring. He didn't give you a ring.
No, it was
ring.
Some fat ring old ring. Guy on a bike.
Mm-hmm. Come on, dude.
Just try to stay healthy. It's like, get off the sidewalk, you goddamn. Oh, God.
On your left.
I was so mad.
This guy said, I'm in my 30s and those scooters are my get off my lawn moment. Seriously, I live in downtown Ann Arbor, Michigan. Please stop leaving them on my freaking lawn.
Oh, I can't imagine how bad it is in Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
And they do. People just drop them anywhere. And that's the point of them, right? Like, you can take them to your house and leave them on your front lawn.
Yeah.
You can take them wherever you want.
Yep. Yeah, they don't care. They have it's someone's job to just drive around eventually and
get them.
Find them and pick them up.
It's a weird thing. I don't know. It doesn't upset me.
No, it doesn't bother me. Like, the one guy who almost hit me, you know.
It upsets me that they don't make them more fat people accessible. A lot of them have a weight limit that is lower than me.
This guy I saw was pushing it big time.
Well, that guy I saw,
it wasn't going fast.
It was
it was like smoking and going slow.
Smoking. It's really under pressure.
I am not working.
Do we put some nitrous boosters on these things?
Nothing.
The bigger douche I saw face plant and break his teeth in Paris with the sweater tied around his neck where the whole bottom part just ripped off.
Yeah.
I think he was exceeding the weight limit.
Baguettes and blood everywhere.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, you guys, the noise it made when he hit the ground is...
Sacre bleu!
Old people falling on stuff is funny.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they try it.
No, it's not funny. Old people fall and it's devastating. They're destroyed.
I even think it's... Even if I jumped on one of them, I think it'd be pretty precarious.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I've ridden a scooter ever in my life.
I haven't worked on my balance in quite some time.
No. I could never ride a skateboard. So,
but that's why there's so many accidents.
Yeah.
That's why they just issued a report yesterday in the Detroit area. They've said this in Boston and all big cities, that the number of ER visits has jumped up since these scooters have been introduced. Because people that don't know how to use these or shouldn't be using them are using them.
Like when I see my kids and they had their little electric scooter, you'd see them get into a little bit of trouble. Like you'd see it start to like fishtail or wobble, and they were like cool enough to
have reflexes.
Yeah, they have, you know, like, oh, yeah. Okay, they got it straight or whatever. They hit a weird bump and then they got it back together.
if you're 45 and you hit something,
you get life flighted.
That's it.
Life flighted.
You do. You are not recovering, you
don't
man.
Don't want to be overconfident.
Oh, yes. But you think you can do all the same things you see kids do.
Yeah.
You can't.
End up in a little thing called critical condition.
Yeah.
Over a scooter.
Over a scooter. Yeah.
So it's funny, the mayor of Detroit, Mike Duggan, dismissed safety concerns, saying that they're BS when people worried about them. But he's wrong.
Well,
Detroit's a great city for them because...
Because there's no mass transit?
Yeah, and there's just like places you might want to go that are like scooter distance away.
Right. You know? I think in Florida, it's dangerous. Like, you don't want to be on a scooter with a bunch of seniors driving around you.
Oh, it just seems like a death trap.
You don't want to be not in a vehicle. You want to have a roll cage.
Absolutely, you do.
A roll cage. You want to be protected.
Yeah, and they show that only a small fraction of e-scooter riders wear helmets. I've never seen a single one wear a helmet.
Never.
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 Who has a helmet on them when they're using these things?
Okay, here's the thing. So they're showing a picture right now. You're looking at a picture of a guy on one.
Yeah.
Look at him.
That's know, just right? it. Mm. Like, why do I instantly not like you as soon as you step on one?
Yeah, I'm people who gravitate towards them I don't care for. But I gotta check my viewpoints on people.
Yeah.
Indian folks seem to love them.
It's a big Indian thing?
I see a lot of Indian folks on them.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm not sure why.
I don't either.
Yeah, that's weird.
There's a couple riding one.
Oh, Jesus.
So they both die.
They're on the sandals.
Side
of
the road. They're on, yeah, like, that's not a sidewalk. They're literally on the side of Woodward Avenue in downtown Detroit. That's how you die.
That is. I wonder if, like, the uber rich that are going to go to the super earth have been using these scooters against the dumb as a great culling.
Oh, it's. I'm sure it's humorous. I'm sure there's a camera on it that you don't see.
Mm-hmm.
Hours of entertainment.
Right.
Oh, you think these things were intentionally put in every major city around the country to get rid of dumb people?
Yeah.
Well, to at least hurt them.
Yeah, just hurt them good.
That's quite a conspiracy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's a lot of bright people that ride scooters, too. They probably do it just more efficiently.
Yeah.
More safely.
Mm. I don't know.
They just want to get somewhere a little bit speedier.
Yeah. I don't like people.
Well, that's a problem. Eric's in Tampa. Hi, Eric. How are you, man?
Hey, pretty good. So I have the solution. If it pisses off old people about the scooters, why don't you just replace the scooters with, like, hover around the little rascals?
That'd be amazing. That would be amazing if there was just hover rounds.
Too expensive.
All over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And the old people were fighting over them.
I had to... run to a store yesterday, and they had, you know, those big people scooters.
Mm. Yeah.
Or disabled people, I guess. Generally, it's just big people.
Yeah.
So there's this big woman. It's pouring rain. She gets off the scooter, pulls herself into her car, and just leaves the scooter out in the pouring rain.
Oh, yeah.
The electric scooter. They can do that?
No, that's for James to go get.
The car boy. Scooters okay in the rain?
Well, I mean, they're not supposed to be out there for a long time.
That's why
it's the first priority for you as a cart gatherer to go bring that scooter in.
Yeah. So people, this is common. People just leave the scooters out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
well, I mean,
okay.
They're disabled to where they can't walk from the car to the store.
Yeah, so that's the whole point of the scooter.
She was just a big woman.
Well, they still consider that as a disability, Dave.
Well, yeah. She didn't have a disabled sticker on her car, James.
Mm. Mm. You looked.
I checked.
Wow, yeah, you're really just, on there.
Yeah.
I don't even notice people.
Maybe check their license, please.
Well, I was just like, wow, that's going to destroy that scooter. It's pouring rain right now.
Yeah, I think they can handle...
But they must
a little bit of rain, yeah. And usually they'll have, the stores will put some sort of a protective box or something over the battery to where, like, the water's not going to get right into it and destroy it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we would almost fist fight over those scooters.
Oh, to have that time, fun, huh?
Yeah, I remember one time some dude came onto my side of the lot to get the Amigo. We called them Amigos. I was ready to strangle his ass with my cart rope.
Oh, my God.
Strangle his ass. I was gonna hang him up by the damn light post. I was so pissed.
See? I guess they do make big people scooters.
There's one, but still the weight limit's not. For the true fat.
Ah.
For the true.
They're called by Spin.
Oh. Mm. Right at the moment.
Right the moment. I can get
there
fast.
Just going for a spin.
They look like normal.
Yeah, they sure
unless
do.
They have just some, like, certain
solid parts that
with their reinforced bottoms.
Well, you've seen,
the sky's the limit.
You've seen some that have, like, bottoms where you can, looks like you could put both of your feet on it, which is not how a scooter was ever designed anyway.
Yeah.
It's supposed to stand sideways, right?
Sort of, a little.
Safety.
I looked at safety. It doesn't list the, I'm looking to see if they have a weight limit on their,
But what about people that weigh 700 pounds?
Yeah, what are we going to do? I want to hit the street.
It doesn't list it on their website.
I want to go in a bear crew.
I'd love to go in a bear crew. There was a Harry Potter one the other day that I missed.
Just put in, don't look for theirs. Just look in, put in scooter weight limit or whatever.
Yeah, usually it's like, I think 200 and maybe...
Usually between 2 to 250.
Yeah, 250.
Just right. Maximum weight capacity of the adult scooter is 150 pounds.
I'm probably not going
to
fit.
If you weigh around 180 to 200, you have plenty of options. Some of the bulkier scooters can handle up to 300 pounds.
Scooters are expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got one of those 300-pound men?
Listen, America's bigger, so if these scooters want to widen their market, they're going to make them sturdier and to handle more.
You
want to
widen your market like I've widened my body?
Eventually, there'll be a scooter with four wheels, right? And it'll be a little, probably like a foot across.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be almost like a mini car.
Yeah, made of titanium.
Made of?
Yeah.
Strongest battery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Through the years, we've heard of many people rush to the emergency room with sex injuries. But they asked emergency personnel, like EMTs and stuff, about some of the strangest items that people have used during sex that has caused them to be taken to the ER. Some of these I can't figure out.
Well, they all go in your bum.
No, but they don't.
Okay.
Like, so these were some of the strangest ones they listed that were used during sex leading to an ER visit.
Lego.
Computer chair.
No, so you fell over on that one of those things.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people bang on a computer chair. Computer chair's good because it's bouncy. Mm-hmm.
But it's not real state. It can tip easy.
Oh, yeah. You gotta watch yourself. But I mean, I know my computer chair, there's a bit of like, you could get a bounce going if you really wanted to.
You don't.
There's no point by myself.
Okay, so I went a different way with it. I thought maybe someone either flipped it over and was sitting on, or a lady was inserting the leg.
Jeez, no, that's too much.
That's wild. That'd be
wild.
Yeah,
it must have been an accident.
It's just banging on the chair.
Yeah, but the chair wouldn't be in the ER with you, or they wouldn't. You know, like that's.
I think they're just listing.
Maybe somebody got stuck in it. One of their legs got stuck in it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I doubt.
If I fell the wrong way, if I tried to, for whatever reason, go around backwards on a computer chair, I'd be stuck forever. I'd be stuck forever.
I've been having a party for one in one of those things and almost tipped it. Ended up in the hospital.
Yeah, that right.
Bowling pin.
Lock your feet in.
Bowling pin.
Well, we know what that's doing.
Ass?
Oh, yeah.
It's so big, dude.
Yeah, it's not that big. It's not
even
that big.
Even at the top end, it's big.
They get it all the way in.
The whole pin? Oh. F you.
Oh, no, easy. Yeah. Easy.
You can find it on the internet, no problem.
You think?
No, okay, I guess. It's in. Fully in.
I'm delusional, I guess.
You just don't realize what the human beehole can do.
No.
Yeah.
You haven't witnessed the wonders of the human beehole. Mm-hmm.
Jalapenos.
Well, I'm not doing anything with that.
Yeah, you put one of those in there and then...
You think a lady put it in?
Probably, or a dude, some weird dude.
Wanted some form of torture. Oh, like maybe pain. Into the pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it got to be too much. It wouldn't go away.
Vagina fire.
Yeah. Vagina burns.
Lava lamp, I guess the same, although incredibly risky because it's glass and
they're hot
liquid.
Yeah, like you can't have it on because it'll burn you
but
so bad.
But even if you don't have it on, it's still glass, right? If that cracks, it's like that one guy, one jar video from a decade ago that terrified me still.
Yeah, you had better be careful, but I bet it goes all the way in.
That's so wide at the bottom.
It's not that wide.
Jesus Christ.
Bicycle pump.
Oh, people are trying to pump themselves up.
Wonder.
And that's horrible, right? You're not supposed to put air in yourself.
Can't put air, but how does it stay? Unless I was to put that little basketball attachment on and put it right in your beehole.
It's like,
you know, that little
people that have like a fart fetish or a quaff.
Well, that wouldn't even work. It wouldn't stay, but the beehole could keep it in, I think. You could fill somebody up.
Well, that kills people, right?
Well, the high pressure air kills people. So, like, they'll take that garage air can stuff, you know, that they got like a pneumatic drill or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, and they shove that up some guy's beehole and turn it on. It blows you right up. But slowly with a bicycle pump, I bet we can get you going. And then you could fart.
So it's for a fart fetish.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
I never thought of the little tiny bicycle pump one.
Yeah. I have.
Bizarre. I guess you could, if someone's really perverted, they could put it in the pee hole, too.
That's sound with it. Oh, man. That
that's
just,
not, there's not as much room.
That is wild.
That's how you get a penis fart.
That's perfect.
It's more like, I tried to make it the tiniest little thing.
Soy sauce.
Does it get too salty? What does it do?
I don't know. I don't know why you'd ever use soy sauce. Maybe as lube.
Mm. Oh, my God. Dark, salty liquid?
You must be having like an allergic reaction to it or something. Mm. You're allergic to soy?
But is it one of the weird, like...
Who's painting soy all over you?
Somebody's eating sushi off of Vag or something?
I don't. I hope not. I really do.
Oh, we saw
not.
Ladies, naked ladies used as, like, sushi tables.
Yeah.
I do that. I would never eat sushi off a lady.
Yeah,
no, I didn't either.
Weird thing.
Hey, well, I want it cold. It's raw.
Yes,
fish,
I don't want. You know? I don't want body temperature.
Body
sushi.
Heat, warming up fish.
I was just looking. I'm like, you poor thing.
Yeah,
this is what you have to do.
You poor thing.
So Jackie in Rhode Island wants to shed a little more light on the computer chair thing, right, Jackie?
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Miss Three Way.
Miss Three Way.
So I had an ex boyfriend who we were discussing, you know, sex things, what we might try, what we might not. And he told me that once he used a chair, I don't know if it was a computer chair, dining room chair, but he used one of the legs of that as anal stimulation. So I think it's entirely possible that.
Well, I've seen a lot of. I've seen a lot of stools, and I've seen some, like, hard wooden chairs it's used. But a computer chair leg is so awkward with the wheels.
There's wheels on it.
They all have wheels?
I'm just thinking my current partner, she has a friend who is, let's say, cavernous in the vaginal area.
Yeah, big old great big vag.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it is entirely possible that they could, you know, you take off the top of the chair and then sort of bounce on the bottom.
No, first of all, how do you know your friend has a gigantic vagina?
Everyone knows.
They are in the kink scene, let's say. So there's a lot of information everybody knows about everybody.
I see. All right. All right, Jackie, you're running some crazy circles. Thanks for calling in.
No doubt.
Have a good day. She dated a guy who rammed a computer chair up his ass, and she has a lady friend with a gigantic vagina.
Yeah, it's wild.
This is Jackie in Rhode Island.
Tales of love.
Voice changing. To Boston we go. This EMT, you seen a computer chair sex accident?
Yes.
Okay.
I have.
How was it involved?
So, you know, they were on... the chair, you know, doing their thing, and they put too much force on the chair.
Mm-hmm.
And the piston that allows the chair to bounce.
No. Yeah. No.
Got him.
Yeah.
Got him.
Went up the guy's ass?
Well, we've heard about that, right? We've heard about them exploding on people. We talked about it one time that there were computer chairs that were blowing that piston into people's...
What? Hmm. You, sir.
I recall that.
What happened to his anus?
Well.
Yeah.
You know, what happened to his anus?
Oh, lots of things.
Yeah. I need a little bit more.
Yeah. I'm going to guess a big giant hole.
Yeah, well, it wasn't like it kind of missed it and then went in.
Yeah. Oh, so God. It made a new one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Made a new one.
Literally ripped him a new
hole. You have two.
Did you guys on the scene have to remove it from him or did you leave it in and take him with it in?
Yeah, we're not allowed to remove. We got to transport.
Yeah. You just got to put him face down with a computer chair hanging out of his ass.
Kind of.
Oh, my God, dude.
What a crazy scene when he arrives.
We need a doctor! Will someone get that chair off of him?
Oh, my God, this guy's got the chair in his butthole. He's got three buttholes now. Yeah, we did. We talked about it one time, that pressure
something
thing.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. And I don't know if it was a story that it happened to somebody, but I don't think it was a sex thing. It was just that they can, that every once in a while they'll blow on you.
Boy killed anally when office chair explodes. This one, though, the chair exploded, sending chunks of metal into his rectum.
But that's what it is. I mean, that thing is.
Yeah, there was a gas.
Goodbye, my chair. Hello, surprise butt sex.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Is this the same story?
Oh, my God. Look at the picture from that. Look at the pictures from that. There's blood everywhere.
Look at the thing shot up.
Look.
Yep.
That looks like just a common office chair, too. You know,
and that's,
like
I think,
you would see
those are the ones
everywhere.
That do it.
Protect your butts, Lisa.
Those are the ones that do it. So ours right now, because we've had them for so long, right in that shoot it up your butt.
Oh, God.
It could have happened to Dave. Remember when your chair broke?
Oh, yeah.
At
our
old place?
Well, that someone did it and didn't tell me.
You could have had it up your butt.
I could have had it up my butt. Ace, you're right.
What
an evil laugh that was.
No, it's just the thought of that. It's so silly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that being anally penetrated at work?
Yeah,
yes, it's horrible.
It's pretty impossible.
Look at this one. Dude.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, my God.
You guys, watch your office chairs. You're about to get anally penetrated at work.
What the? Some of us are fine, but...
There's so many of these online. I just Googled chair, piston, and anus.
Oh my, I knew God. It was like a thing. We had talked about it. It did something. It got somebody.
One of my greatest fears, rape by chair.
Uh-oh.
It says not safe for work. Click to see.
Go ahead. It's just
it's
the
that
same
picture. It's that bloody, bloody, horrible picture.
Uh-huh. Yep.
That's now there's a lot of...
So it
wait a minute. What did I say? Did one get a magician?
Magician? No.
Oh. I'm excited for a second.
I was.
Like, oh wait.
I was like, that'll teach.
A sleight of hand trick goes wrong when a magician sits down in the chair.
This was it. Remember, and it shot
sticking
up.
Sticking him up the
this
butt.
This was it.
Oh, that's what he gets.
It's on the Today Show.
Yeah, this was it.
Oh God. He's gonna. Oh my God, you guys. Oh, he's a magician. He's being funny.
Okay.
We fell for it for half a second.
No. We talked about this.
I was hoping that it happened, but then when I saw it, I really was like, I don't like it. I don't want that to happen anyway.
Your eyes are so funny.
Because I thought it was real, Lise.
We fell for fake anal penetration.
He's the trickster.
Well, it's weird. It's on the Today Show.
He did
that trick there.
Yeah, he did an anal penetration trick on the Today Show.
Carson Daly's favorite
inappropriate.
Trick.
Inappropriate.
Yeah, it is not even a trick. I don't know.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Let me see
that
the rest of how
in.
That went. What did they say?
Sorry.
Yeah, he's just joshing. But, I mean, it does.
I got one more trick to show you, but I need.
Oh, my God.
Anal penetration jokes on the Today Show. Welcome.
So we've seen that, though.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've seen that
somehow. You've seen that before?
Is that from?
Yeah,
2016.
I've never seen
it. I didn't see that. That's the first time ever.
He got me. I don't know. I hate a wizard.
A wizard?
A wizard? He's not a wizard.
He's a wizard. Hate a warlock.
You saw him use his magic right there.
Yeah, his magic butthole fooled all of us. You thought his butthole was penetrated. This is the number one butthole magician.
He is.
We were just fooled by a butthole magician.
Actually, I don't think. I bet he's not.
Right? There's got to be.
Who is the number one butthole magician?
There's no such thing. It doesn't exist.
Oh, yeah?
I think he is.
He's got to be.
Butthole magician.
Yep.
Butthole magic. The comedic magician pulls a card out of his ass.
Mm-hmm.
The boy with the magic beehole.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think there's actual butthole magicians.
Oh, there's.
I wonder if there's a magic.
Oh, there might be.
Yeah, there is.
Mm. Oh, butthole magician.
You know something? What do you know?
No.
What do
I
you
don't
know?
Think it was a magician. It wasn't a magician.
Oh, yeah?
Was it a magician?
What was it?
No, it was at that butt con thing. I think there was something with a puppet and a butt or something.
Huh. Puppet and a butt.
It was like a surprise.
He's just a general butt entertainer.
Don't you think you could definitely do that handkerchief thing out of your
there,
butt?
I wasn't there, but I heard about it.
You could keep pulling.
For sure you could.
But do it with toilet paper.
I would rip.
Well, you get magic toilet paper, Chuck.
Yes,
come
I know.
On.
You'd have to get very thick. Jesus. Your anus, the magician. No.
That, I can't believe we fell for that butthole magician.
I fell for it.
I thought I got it. I've seen it before, too. Well, I saw it before, and I don't know if I saw it as like a, they didn't play the whole thing. It was just like a gif. But it was terrifying. I mean, it's terrifying. But it is happening to people for real.
But it is. You're right. It is. Yeah. So after, I think it was the perfect storm. We watched all those videos and saw those pictures of it actually happening to people.
Yeah.
In real life, and then
you got fooled.
We got bamboozled. We got bamboozled.
Yeah, I hate them because of that. I don't like getting bamboozled.
You were really, really bamboozled.
I was.
I'd love to rewatch our reaction.
I was. It was, it was embarrassing. I don't like being embarrassed by wizards.
Oh, jeez.
Chuck, what are you? He just clicked on magic butthole porn.
Wow. Oh, sweet.
No, but it's not, Chuck.
It's not at all.
Wow, what is
you don't think that's magic?
Do?
You don't think that's magic?
That's magic in my book.
That's not magic. That's just...
That's a certain that's kind of magic.
Pornography.
No, it said it was magic butthole porn.
I know, but it's not magic
butthole.
And
then I was waiting to find something that was amazing.
There's nothing
just
there.
Wasn't.
We're off to Australia, where a daredevil scientist could be heard screaming in pain after letting a 6-foot python bite his arm.
He was a scientist?
Well, he's a...
Do it!
TV scientist.
Oh, science. He's like,
he's like
Bill Nye.
His name is Adam Thorne. He's from Australia, and he needed stitches in his arm after this 6-foot python drew blood. The footage, which was for the TV show, you can see the huge snake laying on a wooden table. And the TV host, who's wearing a protective face mask, gets close to the python. That's when the python strikes.
He's the most in shape
TV scientist.
TV scientist ever.
Because he's Australia. In Australia.
The Australian TV scientist.
He's like, he's like Bruce Banner.
Yeah.
That's what an Australian nerd looks like.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
That's the nerdiest guy in Australia.
Go check it out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. It's up there too. But here's what happens. So there's the python on the table.
Whoa. All right. He's ready to go.
Yep. In a bit of a gale, then.
He's looking at me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Ooh!
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Ah! Oh!
Oh, look at him.
Ooh.
The python was ready.
Ow, 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 ow.
He's not as good as the guy who lets the bugs bite him.
Yeah.
Get off! Oh, God, oh, God. Oh, that hurt. Well, you're an idiot. You wanted it done.
Oh, they babe.
All right, we gotta get this thing back in the bag, man.
I've had a spider bite me bigger than that.
I've got a fang hanging out of me.
Oh, my God.
Let me see.
Your vagina video.
It opened me up good.
Not exactly Crocodile Dundee.
No.
Crocodile Dundee would already have made boots out of it.
Yeah.
So a guy eventually had to pull the snake away when the blood started to come out of this guy's
a tiny little wound.
Arm.
It is crazy, though, because this guy, basically, he's just doing what that dude on YouTube.
Yeah, the spider guy.
The
bullet ant guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's turned it into, like, his own TV show over there. Right.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's called The Kings of Pain. It follows this wildlife scientist, Adam Thorne, and a professional animal handler, Rob Aleva. They get bitten and stung by some of the most dangerous animals and insects in the world.
And I mean, I guess when you really think about it, Steve-O and Party Boy were the first ones to do anything like this. Wild boys.
Yeah.
They had like a wildlife expert that would put them in terrible situations, like a snapping turtle's going to bite their nipple.
Yeah.
You know, like a snake was going to bite one of their dongers.
I wonder how you get, like, that was crazy that he got that snake to bite, because a lot of those things are pretty
calm. Yeah. They must have fired it way up.
It was like,
he was this.
Well, they don't attack humans by nature, right?
No.
But I guess if they feel threatened.
It was pissed.
Yeah, they must have been messing with
it. Yeah, they had to.
They got it all riled up.
Yeah.
Well, they knew how to make it strike.
Mm-hmm. It's too bad it wasn't one from, like, Florida where the thing would have just.
Yeah. I'm highly disappointed in this. I want him to get bit by a cobra.
Yeah.
No, just a non-venomous python.
Yeah.
He still wants to live at the end of the day.
He's a bit of a bitch.
He's got Australian women to slay.
Yeah, exactly. He wouldn't want to die either.
Right. I get that.
Being Australia's hottest scientist.
Right. I am Australia's hottest scientist. So.
Yeah. You don't want to die for
today. I'm going to let 5 puppies bite me.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Oh, God. Get it off.
And then the other guy's like,
yeah, his other good-looking friends.
Yeah.
Well, a team of good-looking scientists. Pan for pan, we're the dumbest scientists in the world.
We're hot.
It's a big hit in Australia.
Oh, I bet.
White trash alert.
This is a first. A woman using meth as a fashion accessory.
Yeah.
I can think of 2 things for sure I could do with meth.
All right, Chuck, go.
I could make a beautiful set of earrings, or I could also make a wonderful necklace out of the shards of meth.
Yeah, if they're
just
blue.
Just with a nice, be a beautiful blue.
Beautiful blue hue.
Yeah.
Well, look for Chuck's meth jewelry line coming soon. Until then, though, this woman had to resort to her own thinking. Once in a while, suspects do things that make people, especially police officers, scratch their heads. This officer in a place called Flippin' Arkansas?
I live in Flippin', Arkansas.
Never heard of it, but not much about Arkansas.
There it is.
God, it's Flippin'. There's a place called Flippin', Arkansas.
Oh, look at it.
It's not very big.
What is that? 1,357 people. God.
Yeah, no, that's what you kind of expect Flippin' to look like.
A 3-star hotel averages $67 in Flippin', Arkansas.
So anyway, Flippin' officer Kenneth Looney had an experience when he encountered 38-year-old Jessica Krupp.
Freeze, Flippin' police!
Oh, the Flippin' police
are here!
Flippin' PD's here!
Who called the Flippin' police? Flippin' fire department's here!
Don't you think that's how it got its name? Like, I really do think that's how they named the city.
Probably.
Like, where are you going? I'm going to that one Flippin' city.
Yeah, Flippin' town.
Not Flippin' Arkansas.
Flippin' Arkansas.
That's a great name. Anyway, so yeah, the Flippin' police are called.
Yeah.
This guy patrolling, he spotted a Dodge Neon pull away from a storage unit, pulled the car over, noticing the registration was expired. This driver, Jessica Krupp, failed to stop, winding her way through other Flippin' neighborhoods. Finally, he asked to see her Flippin' driver's license.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She said it was suspended.
Yeah, of course.
She also told the cops she didn't have insurance. And didn't know where the Flippin' registration for the vehicle was.
Nope.
She said she was borrowing the car.
Oh, yeah.
Borrowed it.
So the Flippin' police officer
did confirm her license was suspended. He also discovered she had 5 valid warrants out for her arrest.
Wow.
Each one from Flippin.
Sure. You don't get out of Flippin when you're born in Flippin.
Oh, no.
No. I don't think so, Lisa.
How did he not know her? Right out the... I mean, there's 1,300 people there. She's got 5 warrants. You're the worst Flippin officer ever.
Yeah. I bet he was from out of Flippin.
Yeah.
He probably got transferred to Flippin. Probably did something real bad somewhere in the big city.
Ended up in Flippin. Yeah.
Who are you?
Keeps to himself.
Well, as he said, he ordered her to get out of her Flippin car. Uh-huh. He noticed something.
Going down to Flippin jail.
It appeared to be a bow. But under closer inspection, he realized that bow, that fashion accessory, was actually a small Ziploc bag containing meth that she had fashioned into a hair bow.
Oh, my God.
That's impressive. Like a Ziploc bag.
There it is.
Oh, look at that.
There's pictures of this up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to see
creative,
it.
Creative, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is.
It is. Look at her.
The baggie had a small rubber band around the middle, giving it a bow shape, and it was attached to her head with a bobby pin.
Listen, you'd know her if you were from Flippin.
Mm. She's the most attractive woman in Flippin, for sure.
Yeah, she's the hottest woman in all of Flippin.
Well, I'll let you see her face.
She is gorgeous.
Yeah. Hottest Flippin woman ever.
Gorgeous.
So this is the play-by-play from this Flippin officer.
Woo!
He said, "Are you serious?" She said, "What?" I said, "Are you serious?" I said, "You have a bow in your hair made from a bag of meth." She said, "Effin'," or "flipping." I didn't know that was there.
Yeah, she forgot about
Someone
it.
Someone gave it to me. I didn't know that's what it was. The officer then asked Krupp if there was anything else illegal in her car. She begged the Flippin officer not to tow her vehicle. He told her if she was honest with him, he would not have the vehicle towed. But she told the cops, "All right, then I got some more stuff in my purse.
Got a whole mess of stuff in here."
That's when he found multiple bags of meth and drug paraphernalia, including a vape pen loaded with THC oil and a vape pen loaded with meth.
Oh.
He said that she was cooperative. He would not have her vehicle towed. He would only charge her with 1 count of drug paraphernalia for all the items she had. So he was arrested, though, on charges of possession of meth with the intent to deliver and other charges.
Appreciate you giving me a flipping break.
Yeah. All right. You know, we've seen a lot of those liquid meth stories lately, and it looks like that oil.
Yeah,
now it's starting to make sense. They can put it in the... in the vape pens.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, there's the regular stuff that looks like glaze from a donut that this woman has in her hair bow. But then I guess there's other stuff, too.
Jesus. Hmm. She has got a wild look, too.
She does. Those glasses. Yeah.
She stands out. She likes attention.
She's the sexiest woman in all of Flippin.
My God, she's gorgeous.
Fertile, too. She has 14.
You should have seen her at 21.
You take my Flippin breath away.
Yeah. I'd like to go see a Flippin judge and marry you right away.
Flippin, Arkansas. Didn't know it existed until this moment.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.